This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I really don't. Let's just see how this goes. You kind of just like lead the way. All right. I'm just here.
You're the guest. That's the idea.
Yeah. That's the idea. It's not your podcast. Stupid.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hi. I air punched a little harder than I should have. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam. My name is Miel. This is the podcast where I try to make the greatest hits even greater. And I never have succeeded once. 101 episodes, still trying to figure it out. Today, what a day. Very excited about this guest, you. I'm staring at you.
Me.
Are you ready for your theme song? I chose it just for you.
Yes. Whoa.
Okay, here you go. Ready? You know her from her set on Comedy Central. She's a writer for Sunnyside, and she has the Iconography podcast. It's Iowa Debbery.
This is psycho. That's good. Wait.
That's
I'm so excited it ended. That rocked. That's free from the internet?
Yeah, we can just listen to this if you want.
It was kind of like a slide, like 24 karat, like mashup.
Fucking somewhere Bruno Mars is suing somebody.
And so is Frank Ocean.
Wait, what did Frank
Ocean
do?
Or Calvin Harris? That kind of was like a slide feeling in the beginning.
Oh, do you slide all on your nights like this? That song I think we all slept on a little bit.
Not me, I was awake. I was in these streets. Slide was in the Instagram stories.
Yep.
Slide was being sent out to crushes, cold, put in
just like a Spotify URL.
Yeah, I love to do that. I love to be like, this song, isn't it crazy?
Have you heard those?
Just slide. It's just always slide every time.
But now it would be funny again.
Yeah. Well, then my crushes get worried about me and they're like, are you okay? It feels like you're having like a 51st date sort of.
No, I think it's cute. And also you're doing it. Oh, God. Ooh. You're doing it with a fun song.
Yeah.
Whereas when last time I did this, I did it with Silver Spring by Fleetwood Mac. Not a very fun song to listen to a thousand
not
times.
Not fun at all.
Okay, speaking of songs you've listened to a thousand times. I can't believe I do.
Yeah. Not good.
No, it's great. It's perfect. Crash Test Dummies would be proud. What did you say about this song?
I think I said I've dissociated to it like over 1,000 times. There's something, I kept saying that this was a really toxic choice. And you give sort of like a suggestion list.
Yeah. And usually there's two pages to it. Some are my suggestions of like, I wouldn't mind talking about this, but most of them are listener suggestions.
Yeah.
And I think this ranked pretty hard on there.
This did rank pretty hard. And it was, another song that I think somebody will choose, you know, is like very close to my heart, but that it just, I saw it. And as soon as I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. And it was one of my top Spotify most played songs of this year. This song was one of my most listened to songs in 2019.
I knew it was something wild, but I did not remember it being that wild.
And it was that, and it came up and it ranked like two or three. Like it was too high on the list.
So paint me the picture. You're like on the metro, you're on the bus. No, like what's happening?
I recently moved to LA.
Oh no.
And I'm like taking a lot of showers. I'm taking a lot of emotional showers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like trying to like adapt to LA culture. So I'm signing up for exercise classes. And
it's not happening so fast.
And I'm not doing like a New York beer shower, but I'll like get a matcha after a cycling hot yoga Pilates combo class. And then I'll just zone out in my shower and put this song. I'll just hit it.
Once there was this boy. And that just washes over you. So many people probably read this title and are like, I don't know what the fuck this is. And then the second we listen to the song, they're going to be like, this song?
This song is the one that kept calling out to you.
Because it's impossible to find the name to this song because it's
So that's the shock of this. To me, the shock of the song is that, you know, I think of the Well, I guess it is four.
So it's two fours.
It's two fours. Yeah. But when I think of it mentally, I go,
No, there's one missing.
I know it's but I always end up searching
power
for
power three.
Like, yeah, and that's sorry, and that listen up, that's my UCB training.
That's right. She went to UCB, one through four.
And listen closely. That's now, my training. Yeah, I worked at the front desk.
Franklin or Sunset?
No, that was in New York. This is a bi-coastal song. It's a song about bi-coastal visibility.
I actually agree with you. And also, third nut visibility? We'll get there. Listen.
We'll get there. We'll get there?
It will, maybe. Crash Test Dummies, 1993, the album it came from, of course, called God Shuffled His Feet.
Pretty huge album for me.
Couldn't tell you why it's called that.
No idea.
Does anyone know? I don't care. Apparently, I loved this little tidbit. Disc jockeys made jokes about it while playing it on the radio. And they like to say that he sounded like Sylvester Stallone on Quaaludes.
Come on. Come on. That's a barb.
You like that?
It's crazy. Well, after I saw that on the Genius page, because I looked up the lyrics. Well, yeah, I've looked them up before.
And you do need to with this song.
For sure. It's hard. It's actually really tricky. After hearing that, I couldn't unhear it.
Yeah.
But I still listen to it.
Sylvester Stallone on Quaaludes. I can't do it. Mr. Stallone on Quaaludes. Okay, baby.
Sort of like Bradley Cooper in Stars Born vibes from it.
Ron Star Wars, this boy who stole his voice from Sam Elliott. Yeah. I just want to take another look. I just want to take another look at you, but you covered your burnt marks all over your body. What if we did a remix and that's the only difference? Of course, it's someone just very intensely going,
very timid. Is that from a Popeyes commercial or something? What is that?
The second you don't sing it in this like bass baritone, it loses a lot. And that's the song we're doing today.
It's really different.
So the thing I grabbed, you've probably also seen, this is a quote from Wikipedia. Despite receiving mostly negative reviews from critics.
Okay. Shock.
It was very successful around the world, peaking at number one in Australia, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, and on the US rock charts. It also hit top four on the Billboard Hot 100.
Thank God, honestly.
Really?
Thank God.
Why are we thanking God for this?
So that I can shower to the song when I'm sad.
And do you mean like an actual shower, or like you just turn it on and metaphorically his voice showers over you?
No, I would shower and listen to it. Just put it on repeat.
I still think that's like a genuinely troublesome shower song.
It's not good. I would listen. I'm telling you, I am, if not clearly articulating, I was depressed when I first moved across the country, and I would listen to a lot of this song, Swimming in Your Ocean, also off this album, which if you know, then you
know.
Simply know.
You're a crash test dummy.
I'm not a crash test dummy. I'm not a dummy, but I will say.
You're a crasho.
I tried to look for tickets because they did a reunion tour this past year, and I missed, and I almost flew to Ontario. I straight up was like, should I go to Ontario, just have like a weekend in Ontario? And I'm like the only black person and the only person under 40 at this Crash Test Dummies concert. I thought
you have
about
to do it
hard.
You have to do it.
I will
think about the pilot. Think about the pilot you will write after this experience.
I won't write a pilot. I'll probably move to Ontario. At the state that I was in, I knew that if I took a flight like that, I would have like
not come back.
No. And I would have like opened up a pottery shop.
Yep.
And my husband would have done like hard labor.
Yep.
Or been a professor.
It's always one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Yep.
He's a professor of hard labor.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Is that like Hard Knocks?
In Ontario, for sure.
Okay, got it.
My new home. So I would listen
you
to
guys
that.
Get it trending. IO in Ontario.
Let's go, my people. I do feel spiritually connected to the city of Ontario.
I think they're from, oh, I already forgot.
Is that a city?
Yeah.
That's a province,
no.
Right?
No, Ontario's a place.
Okay. But is it a city or a province?
It's a province. It's a city. It's
well,
a
once I get there, I'll find out.
I'm just not even Googling it. I'm just actually thinking because I know.
Yeah, I know you know.
It's a province for sure.
It is a province.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And once you get there, you'll find out. So
I listened to a lot of that in like prefab Sprout. I was in a way.
Who are you? I love this. You're amazing.
I'm not well.
You're reminding me of me because on the subway here, I was listening to Christmas music in my headphones.
Bro.
That's a crazy move.
Can I tell you? Every year, I'm always like, yeah, fuck Christmas, whatever. And then I hear Christmas time is here off the Peanuts. Bro! I lose it.
When that Christmas time is here hits. Do you want to know what came on?
Emotionally.
Exact. An emotional ayuga?
Yeah.
Ayuga?
A non-horny ayuga.
This is per my patron, Sarah Isset. She says that the lead singer attributed his ability to hit such low notes to a third testicle. Oh, just soak that in.
Wait, what? Wait, I never knew that.
You guys can't see, but I all started crying.
I think I'm about to cry.
So it's not true, but
oh,
don't,
thank
I know.
God.
Don't worry, it's not true.
That really scared me. I was really, I went almost catatonic.
I saw.
You almost lost me.
Your eyes just dilated and suddenly got this glazed look. No, don't do it again.
Sorry. I can't stop thinking about a third testicle.
It's not true.
Where is it?
If it had to be somewhere, it'd be between the other ones.
I think it's off to the side on top of the right.
Stop. Why the right?
Well,
like it's a double two on one side and then just a lonely one on the other.
That's what I think.
You're a visionary for that.
Well.
This and Crash Test Dummies. Honestly, you're going to have books written about you.
They better invite me on tour so I can talk about this. I'm about to talk about this on stage, man.
Well, you can ask Brad Roberts why he said that about his nuts, but apparently he's like, everyone used to ask me why my voice was so low, and then finally I just started making up lies.
That's such a 90s rock lead singer thing to do.
Right, but also what was happening in the 90s that people were like, why is your voice low?
People just didn't, I guess, know why. There just were less questions there were still questions to ask.
So there were fewer people in the world.
Yeah.
And so there were fewer questions in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, it's like as time goes on, right? Questions have been asked previously. So we know not to ask those. And we have to think of more complicated questions because you can't ask the same basic question that's already been asked. So maybe back then nobody asked.
Okay. That's a really good point. We should attribute a little more credit to the journalist who asked that question.
Yeah, I stand with journalists. Why do you hate journalists? Why are you trying to bust unions?
I'm vehemently anti-First Amendment.
Anti-First Amendment, you're anti-union.
Okay, I have one more though to say before we get into the song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The track received nominations, 3 Grammy nominations.
Oh, good.
Good.
Good, my song.
Are you ready for the first one they lost?
Yes.
Best New Artist.
The way that you phrase that, brutal.
And guess who they lost that to? 1994 Grammys.
1994?
Or maybe 5 Grammys, actually, because it came out in 3.
Oh, wait. So then it would be 5?
Yeah, 95, I think. Because it came, you know, it's like that weird award season thing. It comes out too late, blah, blah, blah.
You're right. Okay, 1995. Enrique Iglesias.
Ooh, okay. I love the guess. It was Sheryl Crow.
Oh, that's a good.
That makes sense, right?
That's a good, yeah.
But then are you ready for the other one? Best pop performance by a duo or group with a vocal.
A duo or group?
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Something you probably listened to, well, it might be a tiny bit before your time, but something you probably listened to quite a lot if you're anything like me and wanted to imagine what being in love felt like.
Was it Picture? No, that's too early. No, it wasn't a Sheryl. It wasn't also a Sheryl.
What if it was Two Sheryl Crows?
Two Sheryl Crows.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Ready?
Yeah.
And I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
And I swear
like the shadows of your
sun, I'll be there. Yeah, all for one. I was in that group. Yeah, that's actually me.
No.
That's actually me on the lead vocals.
Oh my God, I can tell now that you mentioned it.
Well, that's why I pivoted to, I just do a different career now. I was just such a talented little baby. So
when you were like -3.
I was the Aaliyah cry as well. I was the, I swear I'd never do that again in public. I'm so embarrassed. Damn, I'm embarrassed.
Are you ready to hit the first trick of the song?
Yes. But it's really
it just goes instantly.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school.
Bro. His like his like
he's wrong.
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
He's wrong in the way that he says every word. There's also, I mean, the later part of that verse where he's like, God, he said that he was ran from the cause of smashed him. Like his whole
his mouth won't open.
It's
he has lockjaw.
He has lockjaw, but it's sort of in my own personal musical perspective, paved the way for Ariana Grande.
Okay, I see it.
In terms of clarity and not having to enunciate, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. also sometimes enunciating too hard. Like,
yeah, we all saw the Eliza Doolittle effect. It was too much.
It was simply too much.
They need to remake My Fair Lady, and instead of learning how to pronounce words, learn how to unpronounce words, like me.
Huh.
Learn how to unpronounce words.
Learn how to unpronounce words.
I feel like we need to examine this as if you've never heard the song before.
Well, I know what happened the first time I heard the song.
What happened?
I was like, damn, I'm dissociating.
I think this song has that effect because it really sets you up to think he's about to say something.
Yeah.
And then he says fucking nothing.
Nothing at all.
I mean, when you start a story song, first of all, story song at all. Better tell me a story.
I know.
But if you start a story song with once...
Right.
Already setting the bar pretty high.
You're looking for a Pana.
I am. I'm ready. I'm ready. And then there was this kid who got into an accident and kept his cue.
But ran. You're from Kimbrough.
It's just, sorry, one more time. Just starting your song with once there was this kid who got in an accident and couldn't come to school.
I wonder what their lyrics process is like.
Okay, apparently.
You can't bring those in cold, right?
Well, here's what I'll say. The name of the band is Crash Test Dummies.
For sure.
Because I think lead singer Brad Roberts, I think his name is, got in a horrific car attack. Car attack?
He's the kid?
Well,
he's the kid who got an accident.
He was in a horrible car accident. Right. But his hair did not turn white. He just heard that had happened. Apparently, like, his grandfather or someone was fighting in World War II and was, like, laid up in a trench being, like, screamed at. I don't know. It was very terrifying for this person. And their hair turned white from stress.
Yes. I have an aunt like that.
See, so
it went
gray
at 12.
You bring at 12?
She went gray at 12.
At 12?
Yes.
And she stayed gray?
She stayed gray.
That's kind of chic though, Tan France. No.
No, it is kind of chic. I mean, I like my aunt, obviously. I'm on her side. I don't think she's got that sort of vibe. She's a Christian evangelical woman.
Oh, like the third verse of the song.
Okay.
We're getting there. So your family's all over this song. Maybe too close to home. Maybe that's why it's the shower.
Well, maybe, but also here's what I'll. We'll get to the third verse.
We will
get to it.
We will.
But put a pin in it because you're about to find out that I'm a little stupid. Okay.
People find out I'm stupid every single week on this podcast. You're among good company. Okay, now he's going to continue telling us about the kid.
Yeah.
But when he finally came back,
it's crazy.
His hair.
Yeah.
I turned from black into bright
black. Black hair. He said, when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white.
Black into bright white. It's awesome. I want him to teach me how to speak.
No offense, but it sounds like, oh, my sponsors aren't going to like this. It sounds like he's in the middle of sucking dick while he's trying to tell you a story. It does, doesn't it? You know, you try to squeak a word
just
out.
Just sort of like up to say something a little bit hot that you know, like, we would have been better off without saying.
Good for you.
He's like, what is a kid who got it?
No.
But it's true, right? It's sad because it's true.
I can't co-sign this because I work for Casper Mattresses. And I actually find this absolutely foul. And
I'm sorry. You're right.
I believe
you're right.
I'm telling Mr. Casper.
I can't wait for my parents to listen to this episode
and
be like,
Casper Core. Do your parents listen to your podcast?
No, God, no. I was actually kind of more of like, I dissociated for a second, like in my dream, you know, when my parents listen to a podcast, know how to work a podcast.
Listen up. If you don't dissociate while you're listening to this episode at least once, you better listen again.
If I'm honest, I dissociate every time there's a mic in front of my face.
Yeah.
I can't be here while this is happening.
Being present is for squares.
You heard it here first, folks. Hey. Welcome to 2020. Being present is for squares, baby.
You're being present and activated in the moment. Well, you better reconsider and then stop reconsidering and immediately start dissociating.
And guess what? Remember that time in second grade when you wore mismatched earrings to school and Phoebe did not let you live it down? Why don't we think about that for a couple years?
That's good.
Just an idea.
That.
Just an idea.
Phoebe. Such a mean,
Phoebe's always her bullies.
Elementary school name. Phoebe's and some Sophie's.
Oh my God. Those are literally named my two meanest girls to me. Mm. Okay, now we get into our... No. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening.
You're turning into Brad Roberts. It begins with the cough. Then all of a sudden, your voice is down 17 octaves.
And then you just start making that face he makes in this music video.
Where it's like, it's early quirky face prototype.
Oh my God, I can't. I wish you could see what we're doing. It's like the cover of any, like, not that funny, like, actor in, like, a rom-com.
Yes, yes. Where the girl is more quirky than actually skilled.
She's carrying the weight of, like, the quirk. And he's like, what can I bring to the table? Yes. What if I, like, looked like, oh, you know what it is? Looked like Marv. I think his name's Marv from Home Alone when the tool chest comes down the stairs and smashes him in the face.
Wow.
That's the look.
That's that.
She's got that look.
She's got the look.
Okay, here we go.
He said that it was from when the cars had smashed his heart.
Okay. I looked up the lyrics. I had no idea that's what he was saying.
Kaza smash. Have you not been?
Kaza smash is so hot.
It's so beautiful this time of year.
Kaza smash is so hot.
That sounds like the drunkest.
Kaza smash is so hot.
You sound like the shittiest faced, very rich woman.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom line and we're best friends and I'm like, you have to let me buy you a drink. Oh my gosh, this smash is so hot.
The Kaza smash is so hot.
Oh, tonight the Kaza smash is so hot.
You also could be just from Sweden. Can't tell.
Mm.
It sounds the same to me.
I'm a protagonist in force majeure.
The Avalanche movie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remembered you in that.
It was a big year for me in Sweden. The Kaza smash is so hot. So really being able to do the circuits and see the movies and meet all the stars. It's very interesting. Very happy for me.
And one more time, the Kaza smash is so hot.
And when the Kaza smash is so hot.
So hot. It was so hot.
So I thought that he was saying the car had smashed his whole heart.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
And I was like, that can't be right.
Maybe.
Like, that's just what I thought.
He could be like that kid I went to high school with who had like a heart surgery at 14.
I was like, you know, maybe mid first verse, they just decided to go sort of like Cocteau Twins route and just like not have any lyrics that are words. And just sort of do a sort of like
hurdy
gurdy. Left for the water, scooty, scoop it up, cause it's special so hot.
You're amazing at that. Have you considered releasing an album of gibberish?
Where I pretend to be the Cocteau Twins, and then they all sue me.
Yes.
They finally band together to sue me.
You reunite.
That'd be kind of cool.
But what he actually said, supposedly, the cars had smashed him so hard. Can we see? I want to hear that again and see if I can understand the hell he just said.
It was from when the cars had smashed his soul.
No way!
There's a Z.
The cars had smashed his so hard. The cars that smash is so hard. I'm actually going to have a stroke if I keep
trying
this.
The cars smash is so hard. Can you try to get an M in there?
Try it one more time.
From when the cars that smash is so
no.
It's immediate Z.
It sounds also like whole.
Hard.
I know.
It is whole hard.
It's whole hard.
His whole hard.
His whole hard.
The cars are smashed. Oh, I think we know what that means.
It's the third testicle.
He got smashed so hard.
It makes
so
you more virile. It does. That's just what a third testicle does to the body.
And I love that you... Ooh, I calmed down. I love that you were like, the hard, of course, is the testicle.
Well, yes.
You know how... Like, classically, when people are like, oh, they're so hard. You know, when you're...
Listen, I don't know who you're hooking up with, but I'm this bendy streets, I tell you. The bus gets so hot. The bus gets so hot.
See, so I think this is the two ships passing in the night of our trajectories here. You're going to LA, I'm coming to New York. I don't know yet. You're about to find out this was off.
That's what's up in LA. That's what's up in LA, I tell you what. I tell you what, the bus get hard. The bus get rockered, so you better not get in an accident, because I tell you what.
Because it smashes so hard.
Because it smashes so hard and the hair go white.
Again, though, that would be so sick.
Sick?
I would love to have white hair.
I know, it is pretty. It makes me think, too, of, you ever watch What Not to Wear on TLC?
I have not.
Okay, Stacey London, style guru alongside Clinton Kelly, had a birthmark in her head that gave her this really cool chic white strip of hair.
So the hair that grows out of the spot is different color. So she's the first and second verse of this song combined.
And that's sort of the beauty of lyrics.
Or the beauty of life. her inspiring this whole song, maybe. Or maybe her being born when her parents listened to the song.
They were like, oh yeah, this is, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
They conceived her to this song Crash Test Dummies. Then she became the lyrics.
That is our next movie. Please stop talking about it.
Please stop talking about it. Stop.
And then, are you ready?
We're about to be rich, so stop. Here it is.
If you could hear that, it was Io's phone falling on the ground.
Everything is falling apart. I'm starting to like shed
because you were shook.
I'm shook and I'm shorn.
I'm shooken and shorn. That's actually great memoir. We're just full of content today.
Yeah, I'm about to be so rich.
Shook and shorn.
I'm shook. I'm shorn. I'm about to be cleansed. This song is like a sound bath.
Wow. Okay. I would go to that Joshua Tree retreat.
Yeah.
The Crash Test Dummy specific sound bath.
Just baritone and light guitar.
I don't know what is happening to me the more I listen to this song. Before you were like, let's do this one, I think I'd heard it maybe twice, like bits and pieces, just from, you know, the society.
The society we live in.
The society we live in. When I actually clipped it, I was like, this is so funny. I'm excited to talk about it. And then as I listened to it back, I was like, there's something special about this song.
Yeah.
And now listening to it with you, I'm like, what's happening? I'm starting to like this song.
I am an evangelical.
Is that what it is?
I'm an evangelical.
You're converting me?
Yes, to Crash Test Dummies. There's
something, it's like, it shouldn't work. And in a lot of ways, in most ways, in all ways, it really doesn't.
Well, it does the same thing to me as like, or a similar thing to me as Lightning Crashes.
Wait, like, is that a song I don't know?
By Live.
Okay, got it. Don't know it.
I feel like there were songs that were on the radio around the same time. They just have that same vibe of like, what the hell is happening to me?
What is this?
What's going on? And then the song is over and your eyes are wet.
Frankly, my eyes are always wet, very sensitive to light, but I do understand what you're saying. Okay, now, finally.
Yes.
The band's gonna drop in.
Yeah, here it is.
Because after all, this is Crash Test Dummies.
Crash Test Dummies.
So let's get a crash.
Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room and wear.
That bass rocks. The bass in this song rocks. Hi, I have something to say. Hi. Hi. Merry Christmas. The bass rocks.
The bass is doing its own thing.
The bassist is having, because our lead singer is like smirking quirkily to Cam.
Yep.
So he's like, well, I'm about to go off.
Yeah.
I'm just about to slap and hit and pull and do my thing.
Yep. And also the video has like 15 to 45 people playing guitar.
About that.
I don't understand where they're thinking all those guitar sounds go in this song.
I can't hear all of them. TBR.
I think there's like one guitar in the song. I don't know what the
there
artistic
might be
choice.
Two.
Perhaps. But that bass is really all I'm paying attention
my
to.
My boy said, do, 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 do. That rocks.
Seinfeld, have you guys seen it? Just came out. 1993. Haha.
We were riffing. From the piano to like that like light.
Just
simple.
Gently back in that pocket. Letting us know he's there. But ultimately the star of the show is that bass baritone voice.
It's the bass baritone.
And what is he saying? Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, which I'm pretty sure is just the locker room, but okay.
They're Canadian.
Maybe true. I mean, that is true.
They're unequivocally Canadian.
Unequivocally Canadian, it sounds like a sparkling beverage.
That's somebody's stand-up special name. And if you're Canadian and you're a stand-up comic and you listen to this podcast, send me money and I'll give you the name for free.
You're welcome, Ryan Reynolds.
Send me money and I'll give you the name for free.
That's usually how money works, huh?
I agree.
The last line. Can we listen to that one more time? What?
Bad. They made her change in the change room.
The girls did?
Yes.
I don't think that's okay.
The girls brought her out and they were like,
tore her clothes off.
Pretty much.
We want to see what's under there.
Is the visual image I'm receiving.
Okay, well.
Also the music video. Did you see? Did you watch?
I did. And I also watched the Weird Al parody music
obviously
video.
Obviously you watched that.
Of course I did.
Obviously we all watched that.
It is pretty much frame for frame, except the stories are about then topical news stories.
Yeah. When he does live shows, he'll change the
to be whatever's
lyrics.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Al. Gotta love him.
He's a genius.
And I do. Running with Scissors was probably my 10th album I ever purchased.
White and Nerdy invented YouTube for me.
Changed your life.
Yeah.
For the course of the better?
No.
No. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so they force this girl to get naked in the middle of the fucking locker room, and then what do they do to her?
They saw red marks all over her body.
Jesus.
Okay, and then
the guitar.
Couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just
piano.
Bum, 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 bum. How can you say those words and then have the music be like, oh, yeah, that was a nice little ditty, huh?
Yeah, the first time I heard this song, I was like, oh, there's so many birthmarks, and they came by some sort of like magical, realistic sort of way.
Like she's like touched in some way.
Yeah, or something also maybe happened. She just got a bunch of birthmarks one day. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, wait, maybe this is just a girl with a bunch of birthmarks.
Yeah, I think that is what it is.
And they're not even like raised or hairy particularly.
No, they're just like freckles.
And so it's a weird.
It is.
The stakes also feel lower
than the first kid.
The kid who got into an accident.
And then his hair turned
the
white.
The car smashes so hard that his hair turned entirely white.
His second verse is like, one time, this girl had a bunch of birthmarks. Oh.
Wasn't that crazy?
That's a whole second verse worth of material.
Wasn't that crazy?
I think I get the sense from the fact that the first verse is inspired by, again, this car accident he got in. The title of the band is inspired by this car accident he got in. That by the time he got the second verse, he was like, I'm kind of out of material.
oh, no. What else?
Someone was like, I have a birthmark. He was like, that's it.
That's the story. That's the one.
How do we make that bigger? I don't know. Maybe the girls like strip her clothes off and force her to get naked.
It's a little rough, honestly.
I think it's a lot of rough.
It's not perfect.
Also, I have a birthmark and I wouldn't write a whole song about it.
You got it. Yeah.
Mine's, I like my birthmark. It's like a square. It's not a square.
On this thigh?
It's on my thigh.
My birthmark is on my thigh around here.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, have we been touched by the same birthmarkian God?
We got touched by this song, man. I'm telling you.
Actually, now that you mention it, it appeared when I listened to Crash Test Dummies.
Welcome. Welcome to your real life.
Damn. Those backbeats. Oh, we get a double chorus. Okay.
My boy
on bass.
Bo, 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 bo.
They don't know my dad, but if they did, they would know that this bass playing sounds exactly like my dad's.
Your dad play the bass?
My dad plays a lot, but the bass, he has a very specific style.
Mm.
And every time he plays the bass, I'm like, and that's my dad bass.
What if your dad was secretly a member of Crash Test Dummies?
Stop.
He was too afraid to tell you.
Okay, that's actually not funny to even joke about.
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
That's actually really unfunny because that gets me way too excited. And now my normal dad feels really disappointing
to me. Wait, I just thought it was going to be fun. I didn't mean to make
it. It's not funny.
No, wait, I thought it.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Funny.
You know what it sounds like? We're trying to swear, but we're censoring ourselves.
I am.
When you were like a kid and you'd be like, shut the up.
Nice.
Okay, now, if I can call this a bridge, it's the bridge.
It's a bridge.
Okay, here we go.
And I think we got to go in from that bass lead in. Can you do that?
I can do this. Watch this. Get the memo.
That rocks.
That is so funny that he's like, and now this big like chorus, this like moment from God, and what are we gonna say? But one kid had it worse than that.
Boys, both girl and boy were glad.
Yeah.
Because one kid had it worse than
that. Those kids sound pretty mean, if I'm honest.
It kind of sucks that are these two kids who are like, well, listen, actually, you know what? I'm gonna be real. In middle school, I changed schools and I like randomly was like in this. Wait a minute. Realize the end of this story. It's not great. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when I get to the end. Okay. I moved. I was like the new kid. Not middle school, elementary school. I was the new kid. You know, it was like a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks. And like everybody's mean to you. And then another new kid came in after me and he got bullied.
And you're I was like, someone else, man.
I was like, this is a bummer, but this is kind of my ticket. I was like, I can see the rest of my life go really well if I play these cards, right? So he was like, let's be friends. And I was like, you're hurting me, kid. You're hurting me.
I get that, like, maybe individually they might be glad, but the way he says this makes it sound as if they were some, like, we're different, and that's why we're a team.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Like, as if you bond with the other weird kids. That's the whole point of being a weird kid. You don't have friends. What? You said it. No. Who said that?
Oh, wow.
Mike, did you say that?
Something came out. Something what happened in your eyes.
It's the
you
crash saw dummies. A memory. It's the crash test dummies.
You saw a memory. A memory happens.
All right.
I'm telling you, this song brings shit up and puts it down again and buries it. That's what this song does. It like makes you like remember the idea of a memory, but not so deep it could hurt you.
Yeah, I'm not hurt.
Voice cracking.
I'm not hurt. We should listen to the next part.
Damn, that chorus, the chorus came in.
Oh, we got some harmonies are killing it.
I love this song. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, am I a crash test dummy groupie?
What are they called? A crash test dum-dum? A crash. That's a Dave Matthews Band fan, actually.
Crash.
Okay, now a third verse. I don't understand the structure of this song.
There was this boy whose parents made him come directly home right after school. And
the face is back.
He's back.
They
he, like, woke up from a nap.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
Shook. And lurched all over the church floor.
Hey.
It's good bass playing, but it is funny to think of him like during the session, like he falls asleep and he wakes up like one quarter into the clause and he like just has to finish the rest of the thum, 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 thum. Like, it's funny
it's
to me.
It's the kind of bass playing that if this song had any more instrumentation would be way too busy.
True.
But because there's virtually nothing else going
absolutely
on.
Absolutely nil.
He can actually just go off.
Yeah.
And he did, and he does, and we're thankful
to him. And
he
will continue to, and I'll see him in Ontario. Yeah.
But what he actually said,
Yeah.
Because then there was this boy whose parents made him come home
directly home right after school.
Thank you.
Directly home right after school. I can't. It's really sad. I just know I've listened to this song so
I'm
much.
Actually reading the lyrics and messing this up, and you're just having it memorized. You're just knowing it.
I know.
It's actually directly after school.
Well, it's easy to pay attention to the lyrics when you're in the shower alone, and it's been played 79 times.
Marissa, can you add in like a tiny violin here? Just
well, you have to imagine it. I mean, I'm, you know, coming home after a workout class, and I've gotten a good workout. Yeah, and I feel good. I mean, my body feels good, but there's something about me that isn't totally there, even when I am. I mean, it's not that I complain, obviously, but I mean, if there was anything I could do, I guess it'd be to play this song over and over and over and over and over.
It's not what I meant to play, but it's fine. Thank you for that. Then he says, and when they went to their church, they shook and lurched. Classic combination
all
of verbs all over that church floor.
Yeah.
Guess what that means?
Okay, well,
let's take a stab.
I'll tell you what I originally thought.
Please.
Because I was like, oh, this is a song about traumatized children.
Yeah.
So his parents were like, please come to church. And he, because I'm imagining myself also as a kid, I grew up evangelical. I grew up Pentecostal.
Whoa.
When I was a kid, I actually loved church. And it was like really cool and exciting to me. And so I was like, oh, something sad happened. He must have gone to church and then his parents just died and he never got to find out what his parents said.
So they had a seizure. It shook
at church. They had a seizure at church. This is not what the verse is about.
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's just about people like speaking in tongues and getting really into church.
Yes. And that that.
I think that is about Pentecostal.
It is about Pentecostal Christianity. So I was right in that regard. I knew they were shaking.
Did you say that's what you were?
I was.
Did you see people shake and lurch?
Yeah, I shook and lurched.
But it didn't traumatize you?
No, I loved it. Well, it traumatized me in different ways.
Only very deep-seated ones.
Yes, yes, yes. Where I grew up like sexually repressed and anxious, and I constantly think the world is going to end and I'll never be enough.
And now you listen to Crush
Everything I Do is a Sin. And yes.
Yeah.
Classic. Easy. So easy breezy.
Why is this kid who, apparently, I mean, there's no way of knowing that his classmates even know that this happens. So how is he even in the same realm of bullying?
Maybe he's got one friend, or maybe they are all ostracize him because he's Christian, and so he has to like pray before he eats at school, or like
but you
him
don't,
and his
you
sister has to wear weird clothes because, well, that's what happened to me.
You had to wear weird clothes because
yeah,
of your church?
Only wore skirts. I had to wear skirts in like gym class. Didn't
what?
Swear when everyone was swearing. I prayed before I ate. I would talk about church. People would be like, "You're weird." I'd be like, "Okay, well, I hope you come to church so that you can go to heaven." I was doing that.
You're
like,
so nice.
Like as a kid, like in first grade. Yeah.
Wow. I am completely ignorant to all of that.
That's just how I mean, that's just the way it was. I don't know. But
when did you stop doing that?
Probably about when I got to college.
Oh my God. So you even did it in high school?
Yeah. But by the time I was in high school, I was making more friends that were outside of my church group. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, then I was like meeting people who were even just marginally different than I was. And mm-hmm. like, I was making friends with people who were gay and making friends with people who, like, you know, had abortions. And I was like, how do I balance the fact that these are, you know, extremes?
But no, but obviously.
These are topics. But like, how do I balance the fact that, or people, even people who weren't religious or weren't Christian or whatever. And I was like, how do I balance the fact that I love these people? They love me back. I think they're good people. But everything that I've been taught to believe is that they are bad guys.
Right.
But I don't think that they're bad guys mentally. So I think that was when the distancing started happening. And then, like, my senior year, I was, like, wearing pants and jeans to school and stuff.
Even. That sounds kind of hot.
Junior year, even. Yeah, I was wearing pants and jeans.
You were a kid, though. I can't say that.
No, sexualize me. Sexualize me when I'm 15.
No, but you were 21. You were 21.
That's true. I was actually 30 by that time before doing the math right, for the fact that I was 21 in fifth grade. So I was very old, for sure.
Wow. Okay. Well, now that you've educated me, I actually do understand why this kid might be bullied.
But.
Not to say.
No.
You should have been bullied.
No, kids should be bullied. All children should be bullied. Name one good person who wasn't bullied as a kid. I'm only good because I was bullied as a child. I'm kidding. Maybe.
No, actually, there might be some truth to that if I'm really unpacking it.
I know. I think kids who cool are adults. Bullies.
Yeah.
Kids who are bullies are kids who were too cool. They peak.
Yeah.
They peak in school.
It's like how kid actors are always cutest when they're kids.
I know. But it's hard sometimes. You can never tell how the face is going to grow.
God, I know. If only. Every time you see those like aging apps and you're like, that's not what's going to happen.
That's a lie.
No, my nose is just going to get like hella long for some reason.
I know. That is the way it is. Your ears are going to get 7 times larger like Kirk Douglas's.
Oh, I love a big ear.
His ears are huge. But okay. The actual verse is not about that.
Okay.
The actual verse is, well, I mean, it's like, because he said he had a friend who grew up Pentecostal or evangelical.
You
whatever.
Did your research. I'm blown away.
I know. It's so bad. It's embarrassing.
Keep going.
And that she, when she was growing up that way, was freaked out by that.
It scared
her. So she found it scary and horrible and was like, why are all these adults being
freaking
like this?
Out.
They're freaking out, but also
they're so
like
hyper
lying and they're faking it. And it's like, this is a bummer.
I see. So it mind fucked him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Whereas me, I was like, everything about church is good. So that means that when D comes to church and something bad happens, it must be death because everything about evangelical Christianity rocks.
And when the rapture comes, it's gonna hey so hard.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm still scared of the rapture. Yeah, so what?
Every time I come home to my apartment, I take my pants off so fast that it looks like I was raptured.
You got raptured just up the spot. Do you think that that's what happens? That God takes you
the
up
clothes
naked?
Get left behind? Absolutely.
That is really deeply funny. That God takes you out your clothes and you are naked.
Of course it does. He wants to see these titties.
So
if there's
true.
One thing I understand about God, is that God loves boobs.
Okay, something. Well, I mean, kind of true. Do you think that there will be the ability to be horny in heaven, or that you'll just not want sex again?
If heaven exists, I think it's all fucking all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because, like, I think if, like, if heaven was real, I think all this anti-sex stuff was, like, added later.
Huh.
You know what I mean? I think there's, like, people, like, translating along the way were like, wait, but we don't like sex. Like, some Puritan shit being like, no. This, we can't have this. Like, I think they, like, really changed some key details there to create that narrative.
There's definitely kissing in heaven.
Oh my God. And hand-holding?
There's definitely hand-holding in
and
heaven.
And ear
tender
nibbling?
Hugs. Really tender hugs where you're like, you know?
Yeah, but then you're telling me what? Like, you just don't get horny in heaven?
I know. I don't buy it. I don't know.
I don't buy it.
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, who's one person that you would feel confident would go to heaven? Like in the world, famous person.
I'm actually thinking.
Jesus.
Yeah, probably.
We know Jesus had sex. That's a
fact.
I think
Bernie Sanders is going to go to heaven.
Bernie fucks, dude.
I know.
He's going to stop suddenly in heaven?
I don't know. What do you mean we know Jesus fucked?
I was wondering if you would call that out.
Just me. What do you mean?
I'm just saying shit.
I think it's like Mary Magdalene like tried really hard to fuck him and he was like, we have to be friends. Like,
girl, Jesus, I've been there. Friend zone.
Loki is an incel.
Or post-sex.
Jesus is Volcel. Jesus is post-sex.
Jesus is post-sex.
Jesus is a Volcel.
I don't know. I need to stop talking.
I think
I'm
some
gonna
of the
get
hottest
boxed.
People that I've met have been Volcels.
I don't know exactly what that means, and I'm going to keep pretending
incel
I do.
Incel is involuntary celibate.
Yeah.
Volcel is voluntarily celibate.
Oh, yeah.
So people who are choosing actively to not have sex.
I like that idea.
I think those are some of the hotter people I've met.
I think in 2020, we've left sex in 2019. So maybe in that sense, there is no sex in heaven. That's a song.
There's no sex in heaven. Everybody's dry in heaven.
Dry?
We are dry. We are not fucking. It's heaven. We're holding hands in heaven. Nobody's getting wet in heaven. No rubbing or nothing in heaven. Everybody kiss lightly. But don't get excited because it's heaven. Don't fuck Bernie Sanders in heaven, please.
In a way, God. That's what the voice of God, you guys. We have God in the studio. Thank you so much, God, for singing for us today. Also, can't place your accent, but I guess that's part of why you're God. You're everywhere all the time.
Oh, no.
Also, just one last thing on that note. Holding hands is way sexier than fucking.
No, holding hands is like...
so sexy.
Yeah.
It's too much.
You ever get a kiss on the hand and you're like, whoa.
You gotta stop.
Too much. Don't kiss my hand.
I'm gonna slip right off this couch.
About to nut. About to bust a nut because you kissed my hand.
But when he kisses your hand, though. Okay.
Well.
Final pre-chorus. We ready? I think so.
As I'll ever be.
God didn't quite explain it, they'd always just gone.
Piano
goes hard, boom, boom, boom.
Why did I clip that? I don't know. We should have just gone straight into the outro, right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Bass holding it down.
How to feel about this?
It's so simple. It's like,
oh God.
Okay, here we go. Here we.
Oh, we're going to heaven right now.
We're straight up going to heaven.
This is being raptured.
Me holding Bernie Sanders' hand as we get lifted up to the sky.
He's saying, I can't wait to never fuck again.
I'm gonna be drunk. Little piano, bass moment.
That bass walking back up.
How many guitars are there? Because it just doesn't really... Wait.
What?
Oh, this is from the album.
That's the album version?
Yeah, this is from the album.
We ride Pirates of the Caribbean at the very end.
Yeah, 6,000 crickets come and eat the band. And that's actually why they never made music after this again.
Yep, it's also in the title parenthetical after featuring 6,000
crickets that eat us. R.I.P. We miss you every day.
In case you missed the words, oh.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's the song.
And that's the song.
And that's Crash to Stomies.
That's Crash to Stomies.
Do you feel differently about it now?
No.
No. Okay, so then now comes the spicy question. Would you punch it up? And if so, what would you want me to do to it?
I know. This is hard.
It is hard.
This is hard.
I know.
Okay.
How do you change this song?
I know.
It's so exactly it.
It's literally exactly it. So the only way to change is to fully embrace any sort of change. Maybe we like take it up an octave.
Otherwise, exactly the same.
Yeah, we take it up a little. We add some soul to those ums, right? Okay. Maybe some like runs through the later, for the like the last, you know, like that last like chorus and pre-chorus. We're just like beyond safe, like full, like, right? Like just really let it rip.
That's an idea. I like that one.
Yeah.
You're making me think of, I don't know how this just came into my head, but when you said bring it up,
yeah,
I instantly was like, this is going to sound like Broadway now.
Oh,
if you're
no.
like, once there was this
Fuck,
kid.
That sucks.
No, but you know what? I'm like, well, if we're just introducing characters.
Yeah. This is a song from Dear Evan Hansen.
This is a song from Dear Evan Heaven.
Dear Evan Heaven, Cats, which Cats. Is also about heaven.
Wow! Full circle.
Cats is about heaven.
Cat heaven.
Cats is about cats who want to kill themselves to go to cat heaven.
Meow. And they're meow, all meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. I'm tap dancing. I'm doing the roller skating number.
I mean, it's
once
an idea.
There was a cat who.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's right there. Fuck.
This is toxic.
But maybe that's what you have to do to make this toxic song even more toxic.
I know. There's no way to make it clean. That's
no.
I think the thing is like you have to delve into the toxicity.
You can't like if you know, usually my approach to these is I either take the music or I take the lyrics. I don't think you could take either without the other here.
I know.
Like you put these lyrics over cool music, they're still insane.
Yeah.
You put cool lyrics over this kooky music, it's still insane.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, yeah. I feel like it's like either Broadway or you do some sort of like weird like Frank Ocean like minimalist, you know.
Okay. I like that idea. See if we can make it kind of lo-fi.
Uh-huh.
And like, okay, yeah.
Okay, maybe we do that.
I'm going to give that a shot, although that is not my... I've never done a song like that, but let's see what I can do.
What are you feeling?
No, I do what you tell me to do.
Fuck.
That's my job.
I didn't realize I was the boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome.
Thank you. feels bad. All right, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, yeah, maybe we do like a lo-fi sitch.
Okay, we want this to sound like a song on one of those YouTube playlists.
Yes, this is Claro. This is Claro.
Perfect.
I still am not sure she exists.
No. It's a robot.
It's really, she scares me.
Speaking of things that scare me, should we get to Unpunchable Jam?
Yes.
You can't punch this.
Today, my Unpunchable Jam is the only good song that's ever been written or published. It's Peg by Steely Dan off the album Aja.
Song
Peg rocks.
I think it's on there, but I would love to have it on there a second time because it slaps so hard.
Damn, I can come up with another, but I just will say if there's a YouTube video of the making of the song that cements how good the song is, it rocks.
I gotta watch that video.
It's a really fun video with the Steely Dan guys, and then they talk about how Michael McDonald came in and he was just like, and just like,
that's a really good Michael McDonald impression.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're effing flattering me. You're flattering me right now. Stop that.
Sorry.
So that might be one. Or,
yeah,
if I had to pick another, I don't think this is on the list. What? Rome by the B-52s.
I don't think so.
Maybe that's Unpunchable.
Okay. B-52s, we did love Shaq, but
that's punchable.
We did punch that.
That's
up.
Punchable. Rome is, I think, much less punchable. That's the song where
Rome,
it's like,
Rome if you want to.
Yeah. Rome around the world. Rome I think it was in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
That feels right.
And it's just like, that's the song where it's like, it makes you feel like that those years between 2002 and 2005 where you could be a girl that went on an adventure and it was pure and you would have a moment where you're like in a car, the top is down, you're standing up in the back seat, like global terrorism hasn't really got a stronghold on our society yet.
And we don't know what global warming is.
We don't know what global warming is.
Carbon
so the car
credit.
The car is guzzling.
Yeah.
The car is absolutely...
It's a Hummer.
It's shooting oil out and it's burning people's faces. But it's good. It's fun.
And it doesn't need to. It's designed to do that.
It purposely does that.
I miss the
90s. And you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And you're having a really good time. And maybe you have a twin sister, and maybe you're sharing jeans with your four very differently sized friends.
Dude, honestly, I've always dreamt of that. I want to go to Greece.
Named Paolo or Arturo.
For my Punchable Jam, I chose a song that has a section where the lyrics caught me off guard, which is how I felt about the chorus of this Crash Test Dummy song the first time I heard it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think I'm a little late to this one. It's by Empress Of, and it's called When I'm With Him. Do you know this song?
I love Empress Of so much.
Oh my God, you do?
Yeah, I've seen her live. She's like one of the best live performances I've seen.
I'm so excited. It came up on my Spotify a couple weeks ago, and I was like, how did I miss this?
Her first album is really good.
I'm very excited to get into it.
Her first album is very good, very cool.
I just think this song is such a fun, like, dance pop tune.
Yeah, she's
and then
fun.
Inexplicably, right? In the second half, the first two lines of the second verse are just in Spanish.
Yep.
And then it goes back to English.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool.
Just that's
like,
her life.
Cool flex. Just ooh, a little taste.
Just a little taste. She's really cool. Her mom designs all her clothes.
What?
For like the tour. Her mom is
wait, Beyonce?
I think her Instagram is like, it's something that is like House of something. Like kind of like make like cheek being cheeky towards like House of Darion.
She gets it.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cute. And they hang out and they love each other.
Oh, I'm so excited that you know it because I never heard of it. And I was like, does anyone know this or am I 1,000 years old?
Me, I know it. I'm here.
Thank you so much for coming on. Delighting me with your stories, your tales.
Oh, hey.
Your impressions.
Oh, hey.
Your memories.
my sick little memories.
All alone in the meow meow. Where can people follow you, listen to you? What do you want to promote?
My Instagram and my Twitter are my name at Iowa Debris. You can just see what's up there. Do shows if you want to come see me do stand up.
Do you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's called Iconography.
What's it about?
So me and my friend Olivia Craighead, we bring a guest on each week and we ask them about who they find to be an icon to them. And then we'll go through their career and their life while we interview our guests and play fun games. And
it's a very good idea for a podcast.
It's a very fun idea. We have been on a little bit of hiatus just because like we both have been back and forth on coast and really busy and it's been tricky, but
you're famous now. We get it.
And really I'm it's like hard for me being a Crash Test Gummy groupie. Mm-hmm. I have to travel with them a lot and I'm famous for that in many circles. And so,
that's how I heard about you.
I know.
The Crash Test Dummy message board.
There's articles on AOL. but yeah,
they would be on Yahoo, I think. I saw you on MSN and Carta.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I saw you on the Netscape portal. You just popped up.
You were in Myth. Mist. What was that game called? Fuck.
Is it worth it now?
No. What were you saying?
But the episodes we have are really fun and we're going to get started doing some new ones again soon. So
hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's very fun. I'm excited for this to come out.
Me too.
And for people to hear whatever I did to this song.
I know, I'm afraid a little.
Well, it's going to play right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now the world premiere of
the lo-fi version as produced by PAX.
say that was
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.